I'm Marco Werman. This is The World. Villagers in a tiny town in northwestern Spain carried a record number of coffins through the streets this summer. Pallbearers sweated under their heavy loads. The humans in the coffins were sweating, too, sweating and very much alive. The World's Jerry Haddon reports on an ancient tradition that took on special significance this year.
Few people get to lie down in their coffins before dying. Most probably wouldn't want to, but in As Neves, people say it's a way to get closer to God, close enough to ask for something. Local Manuel Martinez was one of the casket riders at this summer's procession. He said, I'm participating because I've had a liver transplant and I want to ask the Virgin for a full recovery. Martinez and the others lie back in real wood caskets, get hoisted onto the shoulders of family members, and get paraded around under the hot sun for over an hour. 6 feet over, you might say. It's grueling. Pallbearers and participants need lots of water to keep going. They get it from thousands of faithful Catholics marching with them. Some folks make the loop up the mountainside on their knees, praying for their own well-being. Then there's José Santos, a gaunt, middle-aged man who's doing this for the first time, for his son, David. I promised him, he says. My son has had two cerebral hemorrhages. He was in the hospital for 6 months, four in a coma. He's getting better slowly. He's outside there with his mother. Santos believes his prayers to God have brought his son back from the brink of death. So up he goes to simulate death himself. As the procession crawls along through the woods, musicians play surprisingly upbeat music and set off fireworks to keep spirits high. Something people seem to need more than ever. Just days earlier, a passenger train derailed outside the nearby city of Santiago, killing more than 90 people. One young man, Javi Oveida, says here in rural Spain, virtually everyone knows someone who was on that train. He says, I was just commenting to a friend earlier how few people have come to this year's pilgrimage. I don't know if it's because of the accident, he says, or because today is a Monday, but I've never seen such a small crowd. The accident is weighing on all of our minds. The cause of the Santiago crash was mainly human error. The conductor was driving more than twice the legal speed limit on a curve. Everyone in As Neves is in shock. Coffin rider José Santos tries to stay focused on his son, David, who's followed behind on his crutches. Finally, Santos is lowered to the ground. Let's hope this serves some purpose, he says, splashing water on his face. Then his son approaches. David can't talk anymore due to his strokes, but he hugs his dad long and hard. A small moment of comfort while they wait for a miracle. For The World, I'm Jerry Haddon, As Neves, Spain.